This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Glide like a 747 and lose yourself in the sky among the clouds in the heaven calls.
Let this groove. I am the fuse. It's all right.
And welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. We just forgot we were at a commercial break. I thought, oh, my goodness. I'm glad we didn't say anything bad. All right. This is Frank and Martin. We are broadcasting live from Big Island Spa, and it's our pleasure to welcome to the program the owners, Thomas and Liza. And, Thomas, you would probably admit that Liza may be the brains behind this operation?
Brains and beauty.
No doubt about it. So why do you come up with this idea in downtown St. Louis to have a kind of a Big Island Hawaiian spa, Liza?
Yes. So born and raised on the Big Island of Hawaii, I've always admired the islands, the richness of it, and I wanted to bring the community and everyone here to experience a little bit of the culture along with relaxation and rejuvenation for the people.
And is there a Big Island feel? When I go in, is it Hawaiian music? Frank's a big Yanni guy. I don't know what you guys are playing there. Is the Hawaiian theme carried out throughout the spa?
Yes, we have. As soon as you walk in, we have avapuki, which is a Hawaiian ginger flower. So you automatically feel that the scent and the aroma. And then you walk in and you have different choices of oils and all the products we use actually come from the Big Island.
Really? So you're from there. What town are you from there?
Laupoihoi. On the Big Island of Hawaii.
And so you actually have contacts and
yes.
They send it back to you.
Yeah, so we have farms down on the Big Island in Hilo, and a lot of the students, they make the products. So if you look at some of the foot scrubs, you can see the volcanic ashes in them.
Wow. So do you really think it does, like he and I got all this stress of deadlines and all these shows every day. We work nonstop. Do you really think that we would actually like relieve tension and relax? Go ahead, Thomas.
No, I'll answer that. I'm 26 years in the Army, and I had to find some ways of relaxation and relieving the stress that comes with working 14, 16-hour days and also deployments. So I started getting into massage therapy for myself. And so I understand what it does for the body to actually relieve stress through massage therapy. So when I met her, went to the Big Island of Hawaii, and saw how the spirit of aloha and how happy they were, how relaxed they were, I said, you know what? We need to bring that to St. Louis. And so an opportunity presented itself, and here we are.
And so the services, you have massages. What are the other services here?
Well, we do yoga. We actually do hula fitness classes, hula classes right here. We do foot therapy. Now, one thing that I know from walking 100,000 miles or running 100,000 miles in the military is that a man will do anything to have his feet rubbed. So we also do foot reflexology and exfoliation here.
Reflexology.
Yes. Yes, I don't want to even tell you what it is. You just have to experience it for yourself.
He was in the Army. He'd have to kill you if he told
right.
you, Frank.
How could you get one for an hour? People get a foot massage for an hour?
Oh, man. Yes. You never had a foot massage for an hour?
No.
You have been missing out, my friend.
You know who chastised us on the radio for not like having our feet worked up? Larry Plo, the old Blues general manager, one day.
Yeah.
He was going and he was getting a pedicure, and he said, it's not just about having your nails. He said, it's about your feet being relaxed. He said, I'm on my feet all day long. So the GM of the Blues once called us out for that.
Wow.
Listen, if you come in here, you notice it's a black curtain where the in the back where they do feet, right?
Yeah.
True story. Person back there getting their feet done. I actually had to go and look behind the curtain because there was so many moans and groans. I had to make sure we were still legal in here. You know? I mean, that's how great
that'll
it is.
That'll save kind of the trouble of texting in. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So you can get your feet worked on, your back worked on, Big Island Spa. We should point out, too, it's 1300 Washington, but it's tucked back just a little bit here. Lucas Park Grill is your neighbor right
yes.
across the street.
Yes.
It also helps because there's a little more parking back this way.
Yes.
So just off Washington at the 1300 block. Big
and
Island
you
spot.
Two are not just business partners, but soon to be married?
Soon to be, yes, indeed.
Have you set a date yet?
No
date
set.
I'm just waiting for the ring.
What the heck are you hesitating for? You're not going to do any better
man,
than her. Come on.
Don't put me on the radio like that.
Tell me about your service to our country. You, 26 years?
Yes.
What, did you start when you were like five? How did he say? He's like 30 years old.
I hate to say it, but as soon as he said that, I was in my head trying to guess how old he was, which is a terrible thing. But I guarantee he is older than he looks. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
tell us about your service.
Yes, I'm about to retire. I'm 2 months from retirement. I'm actually doing my transition leave right now. Spent 26 years. I'm a full-bird colonel in the Army. You know, I've had a great career, served all over the country, Kuwait, Afghanistan, Qatar, Iraq, even Saudi Arabia. And, you know, I love what I do for the country. So now I wanted to parlay that into doing a service to the community. I mean, I am a servant at heart. So now to be able to provide a service to this community, I mean, it means everything. So now I'm doing my purpose as opposed to just doing my profession.
You said Qatar, and I've heard people say that it's the hottest place on the planet. Is that true?
My God, it is so hot there. I'm telling you, it's I've seen it get to 130, 131 degrees, yes. And if you imagine going into one of those porta-johns, dude, it is – you can lose 10 pounds in 2 minutes walking in one of those things.
How about – that may be as tough as it gets, but how about the most horrifying or the worst thing you've been through?
Watching, well, you know, you don't know what to expect over there. And so you hear the alarms go off and you hear mortars coming in and they blow up. One of the scariest things is a mortar blew up on one of my friend's tents. Okay. He had just went to the restroom. So if he had just didn't get out of bed, you know, and said, you know, I'm not going to go use the restroom right now, he probably wouldn't be here. So, you know, experiencing that and knowing how precious life is, you know, gives you appreciation when you get home to take every day. Don't take any day for granted and just maximize what you have.
Has any movie captured it properly? I think we all saw The Hurt Locker and thought, well, that's a really good movie. And then I've heard tons of people in the military say that was terrible depiction, not the real deal. Lone Survivor, people said pretty accurate. What about for you, any of them? And do you even like watching them?
I can't. Well, I don't watch too many of them. Black Hawk Down, I watched it, read the book, all of that. But, you know, it's hard to watch that movie. It brings back so many memories. You see the fear and you understand that, you know, some of the situations can be pretty dire. But, yeah, you feel for your friends more than anything else who you know have to go out there and put their life on the line.
Boy, talk about a contrast in lifestyle. You go from that to Yanni music and massages and oils. Man.
Oh, yes. Got to find a way to relax. The rest of my life has to be stress-free.
Did you ever deal with locals who were happy to see you or looked at an American – I'm sure there's a lot of animosity in a lot of these countries that you mentioned, but I'm wondering if you're ever somewhere where they're like, thanks for – I don't know how they express it.
They do.
But
they do. Most of our host nation countries are very happy for us to be there. And so they express it by, you know, shaking our hands, saying thank you for being here. So, yeah, you get a lot of that, and it makes you feel good about what you do while you're there. So, yes.
Frank, I'm going to say 45. Only because right, of the 26. He was 18.
Well, let's go 26 plus 18.
It'd be 44. I know. I was guessing.
I'm 47.
47.
Don't you think he could actually, if you put like an MICDS,
yes,
you could actually be 18?
Oh, wow.
Don't you think that?
How often do you get carded?
A lot. I do. Yes. I actually get carded a couple of times. You know, it was frustrating at one point. Then I realized, you know, when I start seeing few gray hairs,
like,
you know,
it's a compliment.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I gotta tell you, I was buying some, Frank, this surprised you, I was buying some beer one day.
Shocking.
And they asked me for my ID, and I said, oh my God, I don't even know if I have it. I'm so old that I'm forgetful. I don't even know if I have my ID with me. That was in recent weeks, Frank. But we should point out, the main point is that Tom and Liza are here in our community in downtown St. Louis, and really, you come down, use the spa, and then walk around, get a drink, and get a bite
exactly.
to eat.
Exactly.
And Mother's Day is a little over a week away.
Yes.
And it'd also be a lot of fun for mom, your wife, you know, maybe it's a teacher at school, anybody, the female or male in the life that wants to get away.
Be careful. I think that his wife may end up with one of these gift certificates. Honey, happy Mother's Day.
No, but I mean, that's really, they come in and just get, even if they're in the area, stop by, get the gift card for down the road, use it whenever, right?
Yes.
And we also do facials here as well.
How big is your staff that do the massage? Do you have
We have 8 massage therapists.
Wow.
And we right now we have 6 rooms, and we have 2 receptionists.
Very nice. Yep.
Big Island Spa. And how about on the web, Facebook, things like that?
Yes, it's www.BigIslandSpaSTL.com.
That's how I know he is older, because he did the WW. That's what we would do. We do that. Most of the younger
nobody
people,
does that anymore.
Younger
come on, Thomas.
Never,
okay,
young
I got to get with
never
it.
Say that.
You got this trophy bride here. You got to play a little younger here.
And he's from Mississippi, but likes the Steelers.
Yes, indeed. A big Steeler fan.
Well, there's been a lot to cheer about over the years. So, Thomas, Liza, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for having us.
A couple of business items before we end this hour. And we are giving away some gift certificates, all right? Let's see. I want to tell you about Hollywood Casino, title sponsor. Maybe you want to go out and watch the game today, 3 o'clock. It'll be on at 99 Hops House. Maybe afterwards, Final Cut Steakhouse, Charlie Gito's, the all-you-can-eat buffet. A great people-watching place. We appreciate them being our title sponsor. Now, tomorrow we're going to be right down the road here in
Let's
Washington.
Let's just stay here.
Stay in Washington.
There's a hotel down the street, the Marriott. There's
you got married there.
Got married at the Marriott down, or the reception was down the street. There's an Embassy Suites. Let's just stay there. Just walk on down to Rosalita's tomorrow morning for the all-day remote, where 5-9 of the Fan from 7 to 6 will be stationed.
It is kind of torturous that we're hanging in Washington Avenue like a couple days in a row, but we got to leave and go to work and come back. We should just be kind of like carousing up and down
Let's
here.
Let's go to the bars, get some food, some drinks.
Boy, there's nothing
what
better.
What are we doing?
Yeah. How often, and Frank's been doing sports radio for a long time. When is the last time you were at a spa and the Stanley Cup came by? Is that? Do you think there's any sports show in America? We should have asked our keeper of the cup if he's ever been.
Well, he's Hawaiian probably, spa.
Hawaiian spa. He's probably been. Well, anyway, I'm getting into my McKenna material here. But what a great combination. What a fun place, too. Big Island Spa right off Wash Ave on 13th. And we are going to be at Rosalita's tomorrow for Cinco de Mayo.
Getting ready for Cinco de Mayo on Trace Mile.
I think we've got Strickland saying he would do the mechanical bull. In fact, he started telling it sounded like a fib.
Yeah.
He said, I won a contest, or I forget, maybe I didn't win a contest for riding a mechanical bull back in the day.
This is the guy who does say he was a shutdown corner.
Yes.
JV.
High school.
Junior varsity, Parkway North.
You know, I said to somebody in the hockey world that plays and coaches with these younger kids or coaches with them. I said, apparently Strickland can play a little bit. And the guy said, eh. I said, well, no, I've heard that he's pretty good on the skates. He said, who told you that? I said, Andy.
Well, you can tell that there's a lot of recognition for Strick's high school football acumen when he has to stand outside a chain link fence to watch his alma mater play, as opposed to being invited in for free.
Noted alum is looking through the fence
to
watch.
John Burroughs game. There's Ezekiel Elliott all the time just outside on the chain link fence watching him play.
I was watching my kid. That's his line he's going to stick with. And the Cardinals, Brian?
Yes, next weekend they return home to play the Pittsburgh Pirates. Plenty of good giveaways, including the Yadier Molina, Roberto Clemente dual bobblehead. Get your tickets online at cardinals.com/promotions.
All right, Martin, what do we have coming up in the coveted hour?
We are going to do a little derby preview. I've got my college buddy who's actually in the horse business in the Lexington area. We're going to talk a little Kentucky Derby. We come back also 5 for Hoff. We didn't get to it in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll put him in the hot seat. Breaking down the Blues loss last night. Disappointing. It is hard to figure out, isn't
rough
it?
One.
I mean, I'm sure they'll be fine, but it's hard to figure at this point in the playoffs that a team comes out and they say, well, they just didn't have any jump. The other team was flying. They were just out skating them out and working. Isn't that weird? Like, how does that happen?
Isn't it like a February thing to say or like January, midwinter?
It happens to all teams, but I never have figured that out. Like, oh, the other team just was really flat or they weren't flying. And the it was obvious the Stars were flying. So how does that happen? You're so much better than them at points during the series, yet they get you one night.
And are you both with me, all three of you with me on this, that I kind of liked what I saw, what Jordan Binnington did extracurricular activity-wise, and I really didn't appreciate what David Perron did.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. And
now,
I think,
to be fair, Ben Bishop is a giant person. I don't think Perron's little tap.
Did you hear what
as
Ben
wrong
said?
As it might
because
be.
I don't have padding in the back.
Right. He got shot.
I do think that the Stars collectively have appeared to be floppers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There is no doubt about it. If you want to have eyes, that's something you could focus
this
on.
This must be a new thing because I don't remember this being an issue 3 years ago.
I heard that noted NHL analyst Charlie Marleau was in the Stars locker room holding them accountable.
Good for Chuck.
He was going to join us today, but he is en route back from Dallas. He'll be with us tomorrow. I've offered him up as a potential mechanical bull participant.
If you get a
margarita, Frank's a little worried about
it. Yeah, the Achilles.
The fall. You're worried about the damage that it could to the building itself.
Yes. All right, we'll take a short time out. The Coveted Hour coming up next live from Big Island Spa.